Is it possible to engineer our way out of the climate crisis? Some entrepreneurs want to shoot particles into the stratosphere to combat global warming. Experts say regulations on this technology aren't keeping up. The world of solar geoengineering on the latest episode of The Sunday Story from NPR's Up First podcast.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Opening statements today in the first criminal trial of a former U.S. president. Donald Trump was in a Manhattan courtroom as both the defense and the prosecution laid out the roadmaps for their respective cases. Trump faces charges of falsifying business records as part of a scheme to squelch negative stories about him during his 2016 campaign, including payments made through his lawyer to a porn star. NPR's Andrea Bernstein has more on the prosecution's case.
This is the point where Assistant DA Matthew Colangelo says this was not spin or communication strategy. This was a planned, coordinated, long-running conspiracy to help Donald Trump get elected through illegal payments to silence people. It was election fraud, pure and simple.
Defense attorneys, for their part, meanwhile, say it's not illegal to try to affect the outcome of an election. Trump faces 34 counts of falsifying business records. Supreme Court is agreeing to hear a challenge to the Biden administration's regulation of so-called ghost guns. Those are kits that provide ready-to-assemble gun parts that can be put together as untraceable weapons. NPR's Nina Totenberg has more.
The regulation issued by the ATF in 2022 does not ban these kits, but it does require the definition of a firearm under existing law to change. It requires manufacturers and sellers of the kits to obtain licenses, to mark the gun parts with traceable numbers, and to conduct background checks before selling the kits. Gun rights groups challenged the law, and two lower courts in Texas struck it down, declaring that a weapons kit is not a firearm, and thus that the regulation is not authorized under existing law. The Biden administration appealed to the Supreme Court, which temporarily allowed the regulation to go into effect. Now the court has formally taken the step of voting to hear the case next term. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Google is firing more workers involved in actions protesting the company's work in Israel. No Tech for Apartheid activists are claiming Google has fired at least 20 more employees on top of the 28 fired last week over sit-in protests in Sunnyvale, Seattle, and New York. Member station KQED, Rachel Myra has more.
The now former Googlers say they haven't yet decided on legal action against the company, but the group claims some of those fired were bystanders not directly involved in the sit-ins over Project Nimbus, Google and Amazon's billion-dollar contract with Israel. Google software engineer Hassan Ibrahim.
Google pays us enough to not think too much about what they are doing. But I wanted to support my coworkers who have been harassed for standing up against this project.
Google did not respond to the latest claims, but defended the firings last week, adding it will continue to investigate and take action as needed. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro.
Stocks recovered some of their lost ground from last week. The Dow was up 253 points today. The Nasdaq rose 169 points. You're listening to NPR. Approval of a $61 billion aid package for Ukraine, part of a broader House pass measure that would also provide billions for Israel and Taiwan, is moving forward. However, even as that aid could start flowing, time is also ticking as Russia seeks to use its military might to make some of its most significant gains since its initial invasion with a May 9th deadline. The Pentagon has said it could get aid moving within days of giving the final go-ahead, though it may be weeks before that aid reaches troops on Ukraine's front lines. Police in Italy have arrested more than a dozen prison guards on the orders of prosecutors. Villa Marx reports the officers face allegations of ill-treatment and torture of juvenile detainees in a penal system that's increasingly notorious for massive overcrowding.
12 of the 13 guards work at a juvenile detention center in Milan, according to a prosecutor's statement. 8 other officers at the same facility have also been suspended. The arrests and suspensions mean almost half the guards are not currently working at the center. The investigation involved camera footage and wiretaps, say prosecutors, and began after detainees complained to a regulator about being handcuffed and then beaten. The largest Italian union for prison guards said it was, quote, dismayed by the details of the investigation and would wait for the country's judiciary to, quote, shed light on the matter as soon as possible. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marks.
On the heels of a U.S. vote aimed at forcing the Chinese company that owns social media company TikTok to sell it, contending it poses a security risk, European regulators are also jumping in. EU regulators today threatening to fine the company over potentially addictive features on a version of its app known as TikTok Lite. House lawmakers have approved a measure to try to force owner ByteDance to sell. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.